This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and protect your principal and reduce your risk. Is that possible? Well, stay tuned. We'll talk about yellow, green, and red money. I'm recording this on Thursday, November 5th, 2020. Of course, you're listening on Saturday morning, November 7th, 2020, between 11 and 12. And we had the so-called election. We're going to talk about that on the last segment. Was it rigged? Was it fair? Do you want every vote to count, or do you want every legal vote to count? So we're going to talk about that and much more. And I'll reiterate what my prognostication was on the last week's segment, and I'll give you my forecast on what's going to happen. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategy? Before we tell you what we do, let me tell you where we're located. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Zip code 16148. So if you want to write to me or email me at david@leavealegacy.com, or you can go to our website at leavealegacy.com. That's L-E-A-V-E, like V, like you're leaving the house, leavealegacy.com. And there's a wealth of information. We'll talk about some of the material that's on that website in a moment. I've talked about some of this information in the past. Our toll-free number, we'll repeat it several times throughout the show because you're going to want to set up a complimentary consultation, because where is this market going? It was down. Now it's up this week. And why is it going up when the uncertainty? We'll talk about that much, much more. But the toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10, 15-minute call, or you'd like to come in and have a complimentary consultation, give us a call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Between my daughter and myself, she's a certified estate planner, a master certified estate planner. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I think we probably have more people from Ohio than I do from Pennsylvania, but it'll be close. So we do have people that are in their 40s, 20s. Those are usually referrals, but the majority is pre-retirees and retirees. So that website, you might want to go there because it's got a lot of good information. There's called on-demand seminars. One is on Social Security. We're going to talk a lot about Social Security here. We might talk a little bit about this segment, if not on the next segment, and some of the things about the COLA, but they're talking about maybe – just maybe after this year, which was very like 1.3, the next several years to 3%. So we'll talk about that much, much more. But that website, if you want to learn more about that Social Security, if you haven't taken it, or if you want to know should you take it because you're 62 and you may be interested in a strategy called start it at 62, then stop it at your full retirement age, which could be 66 or 67 or somewhere in between, and then stop it, and then start up at 70 again. That could be a possibility. So my daughter is probably one of the few, if only, advisors that I know, at least in this area, that's actually worked for for the Social Security office. So if you go to that website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, we have 6 on-demand seminars. One is on Social Security. There's a short video, about 6 minutes. There's some free reports you can download. And there's also some questions they're going to ask you. You can take the test before you watch the video, or you can take it afterwards, or do both to see how you do on both times you take it. So we have one on Social Security. One is, how about this? Are you ready to retire? Or maybe you're not ready to retire, but you can say, what's going on? I've got to retire. Do I have enough money that I can last for my wife and I? Well, after the first meeting, usually a first meeting, we ask you a lot of questions. You ask us questions. We call that the discovery meeting. That lasts, if you're doing it in person, usually in person lasts a little longer because we talk about other things, 1 hour to 2 hours. If you're doing Zoom, it's probably shorter, maybe 1 hour. But again, for your first meeting, I wouldn't even call it. I call it an intro meeting, a 5, 10, or 15 minute. But our first actual meeting, if it's a good fit, then we ask you a lot of questions. And the second meeting is we're going to talk about the retirement roadmap. Are you ready to retire? We're going to put all your information. In fact, I have a fellow coming in after Bible studies coming in tonight, and he's already existing clients, and he's getting ready to retire. We're going to see how he is tracking. So we call it the retirement roadmap. Is the road that he's on, is he going to have enough money for he and his spouse? So we take information like pensions. He doesn't have a pension. Most people don't. 401k, other investments, rate of return, inflation, Social Security, expenses, date of death. We have a lot of information we put into this, and we put up on a big screen. And it's an eye-opener because the computer is non-emotional. It's going to tell you if you're going to have money. And if you don't, we got some strategies we're going to show how to fix it. That's on our second meeting. And usually on second meeting, before you come back, we have you fill out an expense sheet. And then we do a suitability questionnaire. And usually the third meeting, sometimes the fourth, but usually the third meeting, then we're talking about recommendations, if you're not already a client, on solutions on what you should do. And every solution has pros and cons. So there's a on-demand seminar, Are You Ready to Retire? One is on the Social Security. One is on estate planning. What if you and your spouse die? What plan do you have in place to take care of that? Should you have wills? Should you have power of attorney? Should you have a trust? Well, there's an on-demand seminar for that. So we have Social Security. Are you ready to retirement? Estate planning. How about this one? Have you, and most people don't want to think about this, what about if you need some long-term care, in-home care, assisted living care, or nursing home care? Well, no one, most people, that I've never met anybody who wanted to go to nursing home, especially in this environment, even if you did before, which most people, I don't think I ever met anybody who did. What plan do you have in place? What asset are you going to use? Well, if there was another strategy that you already had an asset that you could use that, but maybe double or triple the value, and if you don't use it, it can earn a rate of return. It can leave an estate to your family without buying traditional long-term care insurance. Or how about a plan that pays for in-home care so many hours as someone to come in, like a neighbor, a friend, a special agency that would pay for that care. And you can buy so many hours. There's the gold plan, the platinum plan, the bronze plan. And these plans aren't that expensive. So we have a lot of strategies. That's the one thing you got to look at, folks. It can wipe out your nest egg. So on these demand seminars, we mentioned we have one on Social Security, one is you ready retirement, one is on estate planning. How about a paycheck for life, a guaranteed income? And I'm going to talk about along with Social Security, probably on the next segment, along with some shocking information that you may want to have a portion of your money to make sure that you have a predictable written guarantee. No matter what happens, you have a paycheck, kind of like Social Security. We'll talk about, is Social Security going to be there? So we have one called guaranteed income. We have one, how to have a tax-free retirement. We'll get into that because if you see where the debt is, this might be a a windfall. And with the election, at least the Senate, they aren't going to maybe raise it until December 31st, 2025. I'm talking about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It's set to go back to the new one December 31st, 2025. So sunset. That means they're going to go back to the old way. So do you have a plan that maybe you have this qualified account that you can convert it to a Roth? Yes, you got to pay the taxes, but you can minimize the taxes. Do you have a strategy? Is that plan suitable for you? So we have strategies like that. And that's one of the things we do at Legacy Financial Strategies in Innovation Tax Service. We have a tax practice, so we can give tax advice. So we have one on how to tax-free retirement, get rid of those ticking time bubbles. We have one on women and wealth. So if you'd like to check that out, go to that website again at leaveaLegacy.com. So if you're thinking taxes are going to stay the same or going up and you got a qualified plan, you want to call us to learn more about it or come in for a complimentary consultation. We can set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to do that, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security and this USDebtClock.org and where things could possibly be going. In the last segment, we're going to talk about this election. Has it been rigged? Has it been fair? Would you want every vote counted, or do you want every legal vote counted? So we'd like to hear from you. So please listen to this very important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning back. Let me give you some contact information. If you get a chance to write our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or complimentary consultation, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or you can Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. I'll take an area on Google. This is Legacy, leaveaLegacy.com. That's leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com has all our contact information. We're going to talk about in this segment is, what has the government done with the Social Security Trust Fund? Or do you even know what that is? Are you going to have enough money? Is it going to be there? So let's talk about it. Some form of this Social Security conspiracy theory has been going around for years, that the trust fund is such a bunch of IOUs. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. That the government has spent all the money, that there is no trust fund. The Social Security is bankrupt. Government malfeasance of our Social Security system is one of the most popular and tenacious of all conspiracy theories. It probably started shortly after the trust fund was established in 1939. Between those who objected to the underlying concept of the government taxing the people and using that money to pay benefits to retirees, it will destroy initiative, discourage thrifts, stifle individual responsibility. Those who don't trust the government, confusion is always swirled around the Social Security system and how it's financed. So, meanwhile, the Social Security system keeps cranking out benefits. In 2020, you ready for this number? Over $1 trillion in Social Security benefits will be paid to some 65 million retirement and disabled workers, their dependents, and survivors. What follows an explanation about Social Security is finance, and perhaps more important, how people came to be confused about the existence of the trust fund and what has happened to the money inside it. I believe the financial advisor is in a good position to explain this. Well, is your financial explained it? Probably not. So we have a report that you can get that really explains it, but I'll try to go through some of the information on this segment. Now, some hardcore conspiracy theorists will either not understand the complexities of Social Security financing or choose to what? Cling their own theories anyway. For them, that next phase of conservation asks, okay, what are we doing about it? Options are to what? Not count the Social Security being there for them? No, you should, which many require an uptick in savings and investing. Claim Social Security as early as possible. The belief that benefits will stop at some point. Now, we do have a strategy called start, stop, and start. So some people could take it at 70 or 62 years of age. They'll get about 70, 75% if they would have a full retirement age. Then stop it at 66 or 67 or somewhere in between that. And then stop it and let it grow by 8% simple interest. Well, during that gap from 66 to 70, you'll need an income stream, something that's guaranteed. Well, we have strategies, and that's why I urge you to go to that leavealegacy.com under on-demand seminars and check it out, where it talks about how to have a guaranteed income. So that is a possible strategy. So while I think it's important to address the question, it may not be possible to fully convince a skeptic client the government has not confiscated your trust fund. I hope you're not one of them. So do what you can to, we're going to try to do what we can to enlighten you. Did the government spend the trust fund? No. Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. The benefits paid out to current retirees from the payroll taxes collected from current workers. Because the income and outgo don't always match, a trust fund was established in 1939 to hold the excess payroll taxes until they are needed to be paid out of the benefits. For the last three decades, as baby boomers have moved through their peak earning years, the trust fund has been growing and now holds about, ready for this, $2.9 trillion. This $2.9 trillion is sitting in a bank account. It's not sitting in a bank account somewhere in cash. Rather, required by law, is invested in U.S. Treasuries. I talked about that before. U.S. Treasuries. These securities are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, are considered one of the safest investments in the world. As an investor in U.S. Treasury securities, Social Security Trust Funds joins the many pension funds, mutual funds, sovereign governments, and individual investors around the world who consider Social Security as one of the safest places to park their money. The securities owned by the Social Security Trust Fund are even safer because they are payable on demand at par. There's no interest rate risk. That is, unlike most fixed income instruments, the securities in a trust fund hold their value and will be redeemed at full value regardless of interest rates movement. So I always said you should treat Social Security as an asset class. And when you come in that second meeting, one of the things we do is we do the retirement roadmap. And one of the asset classes that we put in there is Social Security. Now, all debt securities have two parties, a borrower and a lender. When an entity wants to borrow money, it gives the entity lending the money some kind of evidence promising to repay the loan with interest by a certain date. When the government borrows money, it uses the proceeds to do what? Spend on various government programs and as evidence of the loan, issues treasury securities, which can be taken as a promise to pay. Whoever holds these securities can be assured that the government will honor its promise and will pay back the funds. So in looking at securities owned by Social Security Trust Fund, the U.S. government is the borrower and the Social Security Trust Fund is the lender. When the trust fund needs money to pay benefits, that is, if any given month the payroll taxes collected are insufficient to pay scheduled benefits that month, essentially calls the loan by redeeming the necessary amount of treasury securities. The government then finds the money elsewhere, perhaps from tax revenues or additional borrowing to repay these securities. So all the money is carefully accounted for. You could say the government's spent the trust fund, but a more accurate word is borrowed. Borrowed. The government was actually required to borrow the funds in order to issue treasury securities to the trust fund. The money will be paid back. There's no question about that. So is there really a trust fund? Meanwhile, the United States government has been reporting an overall spending through the congressional budget process since 1921. Because the Social Security system had its own system of financing, it was considered off budget. That is, benefit payments and the payroll taxes that funded them were not included in the federal budget process. This changed in 1968 when President Lyndon Johnson began including Social Security and several other trust funds in a unified budget. This made Social Security on budget and was done to bring consistency to the federal budget reporting and making it less confusing. As an illustration of the problem, the projected fiscal 1968 budget was in deficit by $2.1 billion. $4.3 billion or $8.1 billion, depending on which measure one chooses to use. It was thought the single unifying measure of the federal budget offered a better picture of the government's fiscal position. So under the unified budget perspective, there is no Social Security trust fund. Rather, payroll taxes are deposited in a general treasury, and Social Security benefits are a budget item like Medicare, defense, and other federal expenditures that are paid out of general revenues. However, unlike defense and other expenditures, the Social Security and Medicare are mandatory expenses. They are not subject to the annual budget process. These payments are authorized by law, and to change them, Congress would have to change the authorizing laws. The $1 trillion paid out in Social Security benefits in 2019 represented about 23% of the government's $4.4 trillion budget. So if you'd like to get more of this report called Social Security Planning, what has the government done with the Social Security Trust Fund? Give Legacy Financial Strategies a call, toll-free at 800-264-4963. And better yet, if you haven't started to retire and you want to aren't sure about the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse? If you aren't sure, should I take Social Security at 62, 63, or wait till full retirement age, come in and do a plan. If you'd like to get more information about how we work, call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, David Sherry Show. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about the economy. And the last segment, we're going to talk about, has the election been stolen? Do you want every vote to count, or do you want every legal vote? I want every legal vote to count. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. So again, thanks for tuning back. So before I get in to talk about some projections on where the economy is going and the market and what's happening, because we had a scare here about a week ago. You know, the worst down market pre-Halloween scare, worst results since March of 2020. Then this week, it's the best since April. So what's going on and where are we heading? Well, a guy named Gundlach, L-A-C-H, Jeffrey Gundlach, reflected on a post-election landscape. Jeffrey Gundlach expects a split government to emerge with the Biden presidency. Now, that's not over till it's over. We'll talk about it in the last segment. I want every legal vote to count. So there's so much fraud. We'll talk about that on the last segment. But anyways, the reason he feels that the market's been going up is because of the gridlock that Biden's in, and the Republicans will retain the Senate and he get the House, so it's basically gridlocked. So Gundlach is the founder and chief investment officer of Los Angeles-based Double Line Capital, a leading provider of fixed-income mutual funds and ETFs. He said earlier this week, Gundlach reiterated his low-conviction prediction that Trump would win the presidency. Today, he acknowledged he was unlikely, but was confident Republicans would maintain the control of the Senate. That's still, as of Thursday, that's even still not definitive yet. I believe they will also. And so the markets are on a split government, so we should not be surprised. The markets like split government, according to Gundlach, with the House, Congress controlled by different parties. So the House, even though they lost 7 seats so far, the Republicans picked them up, but not quite as strong. So instead of having like 17, you know, they've got, I think 15 or not 15, there's maybe a dozen or so. So there are two controversies rising from the outcome. Bond yields fell logically because they were less fiscal stimulus due to the split government, resulting in less of an inflation threat. The Fed won't see an inflation scare and be easier and more willing to do asset purchases. But gold and Bitcoin are up. Those two assets are highly correlated to each other, and their moves up represent flight to safety. However, Gundlach focused on the widely held concern that the S&P advances have been narrowly concentrated in 6 stocks, the FANGs plus Microsoft. The other 494 stocks are where they were 2 years ago. How about that, folks? Narrow markets are not very attractive, he said. He called the Fed's injection of liquidity in the markets through quantitative easing and asset purchase a money spray that has fueled market speculation by retail investors. He said prior to the election, he expects a stimulus package in January, but now said it won't be as big if the Democrats will win the Senate. Well, they probably won't win the Senate. Gundlach expanded to his concerns he expressed in the past about fiscal discipline. He predicted a very large decline in the value of the dollar in the years ahead due to growth in the fiscal deficit. He said, we are dangerously territorying with the Fed because it went rogue, he said, by buying corporate bonds and effectively lending to corporations. He claimed those moves were in violation of the Fed's 1913 charter. So I'm not going to go any more than he has. But he's not looking very strong as far as the economy is concerned. Now, Harry Dent, he's been talking about this bubble along with Martin Weiss and some other ones, and I have some other reports to look at it positive. So who knows? We don't even have the election hasn't even been resolved yet. Well, Harry Dent talks the greatest bubble ever either has topped or is near the pattern of longer crash scenario. So one of the things you should do is set up a complimentary consultation. You know, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down both on a pre-crisis and crisis planning. We also do estate planning on wills, trust, power of attorney. We work with elder law attorneys who specialize in that area. We also do tax planning and tax preparation. I said you got a fire sale for the next 5 years. So if you got qualified accounts, you should give us a call. And then when it comes to the money, you name the investment or saving. They say, can't say we have everything out there, but we have most things. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. You got red money, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, silver, commodities. Green money is index universal life insurance, fixed annuities, index annuities, long-term C government bonds. They all have their pros and cons. But you should set up a phone call or come in person and learn more about what we're doing. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com has all our contact information. You can also come in, because the first meeting we do what? You ask us questions. Well, if we're going to have a phone call, that would be an introduction. But the first meeting, we're going to ask you questions you're going to ask us. The second one is very important. We take all your information, pension, Social Security, investable assets, rate of return, date of death, all this information. Are you going to have enough predictable income to last into your lifetime for you and your spouse? If you don't, then we're going to talk on the third meeting, usually about strategies, and talk about financial tools to use to give you the pros and cons. But besides Social Security, most people, not all people, should have another base that's predictable, that's guaranteed, that can't run out of money. You can't do that with the stock market. I'm not against the stock market, but that's considered red money. So again, give us a call if you'd like to learn more. Toll free number is 800-264-4963. Now, Harry Dent says, I've analyzed virtually all of the stock bubbles in modern history, including the first one in the early 1700s, before we had stock exchanges, in the late 1700s, called the South Seas Bubble. The most extreme bubbles, he said, this is Harry Dent talking, since the stock exchanges were created, have come on obvious and powerful 90-year cycles, which saw great bubble crashes and resets into late 1842 and late 1932. The next cycle, he said, is targeted to end around late 2022. This cycle stems from a doubling of my 45-year technology cycle, as one 40-year cycle tends to build on the next in pairs. Think about how railroads followed and augmented steamships, and then jets followed autos and transportation. Harry Dent, and by the way, if you'd like to get the copy of this report, I'll tell you how you can get it in a minute. Bubbles have an exponential pattern to them that is just like scientifically documented a male, he calls it orgasm. They tend to crash back to about where they started, and half the time it took them to build up. Some extreme stock bubbles are much shorter. He said the Shanghai bubble went up 6 times in 2 years, then crashed 70% in 1 year. In half the time it took to build up. Most major stock bubbles are like the one from 1924 to late 1929, and one from the late 1994 to early 2000. They last about 5 years and then crash in 2.5 years or a bit more. He said the Japanese Nikkei market bubble was the longest I studied, at nearly 6 years long, with a nearly 3-year crash. He said because unprecedented and globally coordinated quantitative easing, QE, and stimulus by central banks has directly fed financial asset bubbles, where especially stocks, The latest great bubble has set records on all levels. It's the longest. It has the most extreme gains and the most global. If you measure this bubble starting after the first rebound rally and its correction to late 2011, it has lasted 8.3 years. It says most of them last 3.5 years. As of February 2020 top, in most stocks indices around the world. I have more on that ahead. That equates to almost 9 years from the NASDAQ, which almost alone is making new highs into early September, and which is now likely to see slight new highs again as late as early December or so. Once again, you'll add more on that. So if you'd like to get this report, but more importantly, come in or set up a call. Call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. Folks, is it worth it to try to squeeze an extra 1% or 2% that you worked a lifetime of earning that money? And if you catch the wrong sequence, you got all the money in the market, you could be a heap of trouble. We do the plan. Do a written plan. Go through. See if you have enough money for your spouse. It's an eye-opener. Want to learn more information? Call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, which has all our contact information, and that website's called leaveaLegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about, do you want every legal vote count or just every ballot counted? And was there a lot of cheating going on? So stay tuned for that, much more.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down our contact information, you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in person to talk to us, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. Has our contact information. And folks, if you go to that website, they got a wealth chock full of information. So let's talk about what's going on the election. I think most of you know I'm doing this Thursday, so you're listening on Saturday. Will the AP or Fox project a winner for Joe Biden, and he only needs 6 votes. If he gets Nevada, that'll put him across the top or any of these other states. But as you know it, every single state that's outstanding, and even one they've already projected to Joey, are going to court. If you remember that I talked about for the last couple of weeks, I said you'll find at least 6 or 8 states they will go to court over. Well, Pennsylvania is probably a given. Philadelphia, I'm not just saying this, they've got a history of cheating like you wouldn't believe. People have been prosecuted for that. That's why this mail-in, they should never have had the mail-in ballots whatsoever, unless you're got something wrong with you like they always have before. but not like you're doing now, the mail-in vote. So you got Pennsylvania, and of course the governor, the communist governor named Wolf, he's coming up with his own set of rules, and the courts are trying to do that when the legislators have the authority. So that's going to be challenged. That's one. North Carolina, potential. That's two. Georgia, that is three. Nevada is four. In Arizona, I'm going to play something for you about these Sharpie pins you may not be aware of, and you're going to be shocked by that. That has already been given to Joey Biden, that that's being challenged as well. Then there's also Michigan and Wisconsin, which already went to Joe Biden, but those are going to be contested at all. So you got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven states. We'll see how many actually go to court. And I project also, because Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, and the rioters want to do some early shopping because they want to loot and get shopping and steal the merchandise because it's shopping for them. It belongs to them. They're entitled. So you're going to see a lot of unrest, and the longer it drags out, you're going to see that as well. Well, give you an example. In Arizona, for example, I guess a truck came in with over 100,000 votes, and supposedly, guess what? Not one of them was for Donald Trump. Now, isn't that rather interesting? Probably the guy who was making these ballots didn't bother putting Donald Trump's name on. I wonder why. Now, I had an interesting call with the head person of Mercer County election, and I had a talk with him today. He called me back, and I want to get some clarification. Many of you in Pennsylvania thought you had to wear a mask. That was not true. I had done the research. They had never called me back. He said, I apologize for that. You weren't required to wear a mask. The poll workers were, but you were not. There was an article in the Herald, and I have a call to Eric Poole, but he hasn't called me back. He's kind of a big liberal. I get the newspaper in case I run out of toilet paper, and then I have, you know, some extra paper. The only trouble is the ink gets on your butt and stuff like that. But anyways, he didn't write. He wrote a story about Penn out in Pine Township, the standing lines. The precinct I went on, Kill Ridge, there was one person ahead of me. That probably was true, but that wasn't the typical line unless you went early in the morning. But he said one person was arrested, so he made it sound like it was, you know, that you weren't allowed to wear a mask at all. That he's a big thing on wearing masks, but that wasn't the case at all. And let me give you the guy's name that I talked to. It's the head of the voters, if I can find it here. And by the way, I have, if you want to find out how many people have been charged in the past for ballot frauds, I have a whole site of different states and so forth. His name is Thad, T-H-A-D, Hall, H-A-L-L. He said, I apologize for that. Now, one thing he did agree, I says, you know, I never got a ballot or an application to get a ballot in the mail. I says, my wife did. I opened it up, and it says, put your ID, your driver's license ID, your Social Security number. He says, that's how we cross-check it and match it. I said, what about the signatures? It said, if you can't sign, put an X. He says, that's right. If you had a family member that had a stroke and couldn't write. I said, well, you know, from a legal standpoint, you're not allowed to do that. You have to have a power of attorney document. I said, how do you compare or prove this? And you know what he said? You can't. They aren't comparing any signatures at all. And on these ballots, these absentee ballots, not at all. When you go in, they have you sign it, and they're comparing your signature. Because I went in person. But for the application that you had to send in to get a ballot, you don't. There's no way of cross-checking. So you see the potential fraud. So the states that will be going to court probably will be Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, possibly Wisconsin, and Michigan. So it could drag out, which I had projected before, the middle of December to the third week. There's a good possibility. Now, let me play this for you. You're going to be shocked at this. And there's also, when I was listening on the Hannity program, they had some people talking about the mailman. He was disguising his voice, but I think he's willing to sign an affidavit about what his boss was doing, postmarking on things that weren't postmarked properly. In other words, he had ballots to come in. He was putting a fresh stamp on it that showed it was postmarked at a certain time, even though they were dropped off afterwards. Okay, I don't have the evidence for that, but I want you to listen to this person who voted in Wisconsin about these Sharpie pens.
So explain one more time.
So the people that were in front of me, there were two people in front of me that used the Sharpie.
Yes.
That was given to them by the poll workers.
Yes.
It did not read their ballot.
Okay.
And they flooded in there twice. I used the pen.
Yep.
Took their Sharpie and threw it away.
And it read your
and
ballot.
And it read my ballot.
And it read your ballot.
And it read my ballot.
So what they're doing is they're telling people to use the Sharpies. That way,
yes,
those votes aren't counted.
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening. So there was other people that were in there voting with their pens, and they literally went around and they were yanking pens out of their hands.
Yes, they tried to do that to me, and I took their Sharpie and I hid it because then they said, look for all the Sharpies that are not being used and take the Sharpies back. They had a bowl of pens behind them that they were not giving to people and only giving Sharpies out.
There we go. So the ones with the Sharpies are not being read at all?
No.
No. None of those ballots are being read.
Of course not.
So that's again, and so they're doing it because they're trying to skew all of the votes in there. That's exactly what's going on.
They didn't even slide it more than one time. They immediately took it and slid it in the front. Like, not even tried a second time. They just.
That's correct.
Ran it through and slid it in the front. And I was like, wait a
second. What they did with yours?
Yep. And I just went with a Sharpie, voted Trump, and she just slid it in, and that was it. But
But they're not counting. They're not counting the ones with the Sharpies. And so they're forcing people to use the Sharpies, and those votes aren't being counted.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Right. And then I posted it on my Facebook group chat in my neighborhood. They said they did it at the Queen Creek Library. They did it at ASU Polytech earlier. And like four different polling places were doing Sharpies, all in, like, between Queen Creek and, like, the edge of Gilbert.
Yep. And those ones are not being counted.
Yes.
They're invalid.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Like, I have proof.
So they're invalidating votes is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, that's how it feels like.
Sure, okay.
And then there was a guy that directly came out and yelled at me. Three times. They both came out.
Oh, no. They called the sheriffs and said that and told us to stop handing out the ballpoint pens, in which case those are the only ones that are actually being counted and validated.
I used your pen and then I sent it back to you and I said, this is somebody.
Yes. Yes. And so we know that, and we've been telling them you need to use a ballpoint pen, not the Sharpie, and now those are getting invalidated.
Yeah.
So people are coming here to vote for Donald Trump. And those votes are all getting invalidated. That's what's going on.
Yes.
There we go. That's all we need. Perfect.
Well, she doesn't think that's what you do.
Welcome to the new America, people. That's what's going on.
Shocking, folks. More to come next week. This I do know. God is in control. You know, in the Bible, in Israel, they had judges. They wanted a king. God says they're not ready for a king. Now, he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and last. So he foreknew what they were going to do and what was happened. But he told them they're going to be sorry. But guess what? He knew they wanted a king. They got their King Saul. So we as a country will get as a whole what we deserve. And God's total outcome will be done. I was just praying for a revival, so I've given up hope. I pray that you also. But the most important decision you could possibly make is, where are you going to spend eternity? We're here just for a flicker. It seems like forever, but it's not. It's either heaven or hell. Unfortunately, many people will spend eternity in hell, even though God doesn't want them. He loves everybody, wants all come to repentance, mainly for ignorance and pride. The secret of spending eternity in heaven is repentance, asking forgiveness, and accepting who? Jesus Christ. And meaning your heart as the God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. The first and the last. Who do you say he is? Either he's the God, or a lunatic, or a liar. So the key is repentance and accepting Jesus Christ as the God. We have another radio show we do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. please tune in. We'd like to hear from you. So thanks for tuning in. Any comments, write or call. If not, we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. leavealegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963.